Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson joins us at about this time every Monday. Or if he's digging out from having been a victim of a hurricane, then we might skip him for a week and have the chief on. But Sheriff, good to have you back, sir. By the way, how is your home recovery coming?
Well, it's getting better, just in time for this next hurricane to get here, so it is what it is, I guess.
Let's hope it's not what it could be, though. I mean, frankly, it's unbelievable. So, anyway, I still can't wrap my right. You know, the universe doesn't care that it's going to do what it's going to do.
Nope.
Anything happen over the weekend? I guess there was, was there more than one car chase over the weekend?
Yeah, I think we had a couple this weekend. You know, a lot of people see that on cops and different TV shows and think, you know, we look forward to those things. We don't. More cops get killed in traffic accidents per year than at domestic disturbances. So, and when you're driving at high speeds, especially through places like where this chase occurred, one of the chases occurred in Pace, you know, it gets pretty hairy, and we don't like putting citizens at risk either, so...
What would you say? I mean, I know when it comes to what police work actually looks like compared to what you see on television or in a movie, I know that the gaps are enormous and varied. But on something like that, on chases, what is it that people misconceive, or how do they misunderstand, or, you know, what's wrong in their thinking about how actual chases like this work?
Well, the first thing is they think everybody wants to get into a chase. All the cops are just, ooh, can't wait, let me up front. And it's not really that way. As I said before, it's dangerous. And you can't tell what the other traffic's going to do, number one. You're running, you know, 80, 90, 100, sometimes over 100 miles an hour, trying to catch somebody. And they don't have regards for traffic, you know. They'll go through an intersection at 100 miles an hour because they don't care. Whereas we can't do that. So there's a lot of slowing down and then speeding back up to catch back up. And it's just, you know, I've been in over 37 years. I've been in a bunch of them. And, you know, they're just scary. I guess that's the best way to describe them.
Yeah, I almost can't imagine it, because when, you know, my perspective on this has changed as I got older, I think. And whenever I see chase scenes on TV or on a movie, what I'm always thinking about is, I'm not thinking about the person in the chase. I'm thinking about the cops, and I'm thinking about the SUV that got bumped into a 5-car collision on the side that they just show as, you know, collateral damage. Those are that's the kind of stuff that really happens,
right?
And that's what bothers me. Now, one of these was about Steven Swenson was one of the people that was involved in one of these chases.
Yeah, I believe so.
And that was the one where he was, they were investigating him for, you were investigating him for burglaries and thefts. And then, I mean, what happened?
Yeah, basically what happened, a homeowner caught him in his, burglarizing his shed. And, of course, he chases him off, and then we get a vehicle description, deputies flood the area, and they find him, and he takes off. And the pursuit lasts for a little bit, and then he gets into Escambia County. And this is another thing that people probably don't realize about our pursuits. Unless it's a violent crime, we don't chase. So this pursuit got called off, and we ended up getting him later. But, you know, we're not going to put the public at risk over a theft or even a burglary. But now if it's an armed burglary, or he makes an assault or hits a homeowner and, you know, flees or something, then it's different. But if it's just, hey, he's stealing stuff out of my shed, we'll break it off. And at that time, the supervisor called it off, rightly so.
You know, I was reading a little bit about this story, and one of the elements of it that caught my attention was that when he was actually confronted in the shed after having allegedly taken the property out of it, that the person who confronted him pulled a pistol on him, and it was after that that Swenson fled. Now, you can't pull a pistol on somebody unless they're threatening your life or somebody else's life or great bodily harm, right?
Correct. And that's another misconception that a lot of people have is, you know, if somebody's in my yard and won't leave, you know, I can go out there and point a shotgun at him. Well, no, you can't. That's aggravated assault. You can ask him to leave. Now, if he threatens you, he picks up a pipe, of course, you defend yourself. And you know, if you have a gun, you can defend yourself against another deadly weapon. That's perfectly fine. But if he's just standing there and he's not armed, you can't shoot him for being on your property or for even burglarizing your shed. You can't shoot him over it unless he's a threat to you.
So, I mean, is that person going to face charges here, or is that still to be determined? I mean, because these are some of the odd things that people don't think through in advance because they don't understand the law.
Yeah, and no, he's not. He's not going to face any charges. But he was explained the law. I mean, you know, you can't just, you know, it, and when you confront somebody like that on your property, if you have a gun, that's perfectly fine because you don't know if they have one right off the bat. So I'm not saying if somebody's burglarizing your shed, you have to go out there unarmed. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you have a person, that's perfectly fine. You go out there, confront the guy. He picks up a pipe or something. Oh, yeah, let him have it. No harm, no foul. But if you can see that he's wearing a, you know, a short pants with no shirt on and you know that he's not armed or anything, then there's not a whole lot you can do weapon-wise.
You know, the other – you said there – and there was another chase over the weekend, right, in addition to this one?
Yeah, and that was on a midnight shift, and it was I don't know all the details about it, but it was turned out to be a DUI, which we that's the only nonviolent crime that we pursue over. If you're DUI, we think you're DUI and you flee, we'll pursue you because, you know, you still present a pretty big danger to the public, just your lack of driving skills while being impaired. So we do pursue DUIs.
Oh, see, that's interesting. I guess I hadn't realized. It makes obvious sense that they represent an ongoing threat, whereas the other kinds of chases for low-level crimes, the chase itself can create the danger. But in this case, when you suspect somebody has a DUI, the danger doesn't go away just because you stop pursuing them, right?
Correct. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons we do it. But also, there are other times, you know, even with the DUI, we're going to break it off. If they're driving so crazy that, you know, we feel they're going to kill somebody, sometimes we'll even break off on a DUI, but that's very seldom that that occurs.
All right, very good. Anything else that we need to know from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office this morning, Sheriff?
No, and I don't want to jinx myself, but it's been quiet.
Well,
so we'll see how this Monday plays out.
Other than, you know, the sort of one and a half chases that you're talking about from the weekend, we'll take it. Sheriff Santa Rosa County, Sheriff Bob Johnson, sir, thank you so much for the time. As always, thank you for keeping us safe, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take care, Andrew.